From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Researchers at the Jackson Laboratory in Bar Harbor, along with scientists from Yale, MIT, and Harvard, have developed what they're calling a breakthrough in the potential use of gene therapy. The team has developed synthetic DNA switches that can control genes in certain cells. As Patty White reports, it's believed the technology could ultimately be used to treat diseases such as Alzheimer's and diabetes.
DNA switches occur naturally in living organisms. The Jackson Lab's Ryan Tuohy says to understand how they work, picture a dimmer switch for lights. Just as a dimmer can make a light bright or weak, or turn it completely on and off, DNA switches do the same for genes in cells. And Tuohy says the ability to control how genes are expressed can help treat certain diseases.
My group, we wanted to ask, can we design certain switches for scenarios that the human body might not have a switch for?
The challenge is that DNA switches are complex mechanisms and have their own language that researchers have struggled to fully understand. But that's changing with the help of artificial intelligence.
By doing that, we can show that we can actually write these switches to do what we want.
Tuohy and other researchers have seen success using their synthetic DNA switches in a lab. It will likely be several years before the technology can be used in humans, he says, but it's a major step forward. The research is published in the online journal Nature. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Maine's top elections official says she is confident that local clerks will be prepared for high turnout and any circumstances that arise at the polls on November 5th. Kevin Miller reports.
Secretary of State Shanna Bellow says her office has offered local clerks multiple training sessions across the state on topics such as election preparedness and election security. Bellow says they've also held briefings with law enforcement, produced a, quote, pocket guide on election law for officers, and they are encouraging municipal clerks to connect with local police before Election Day in case there are emergencies or other situations. There are real concerns nationwide about potential disruptions at polling places, given the level of political tension surrounding the presidential election. But Bellow says she is, quote, very confident that Maine elections will go smoothly.
Election officials are expert contingency planners preparing for every potential scenario. That being said, what we saw in the presidential primary and the June primary was very smooth. Mainers brought their best selves to the polls. We anticipate that's what's going to happen again this election day on November 5th.
In addition to voting in presidential, congressional, and state legislative races, Maine voters will also cast ballots on 2 referendum questions and 3 bond measures. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Maine outpaces most other states on several measures of civic engagement. That's according to a new report from Colby College, published at a time when trust in government and democratic processes is fraying across the country. Ari Snyder has more.
Maine ranks first in the nation in public meeting attendance and is in the top 10 states when it comes to the frequency of contacting elected officials and paying attention to the news. Voter turnout here also consistently exceeds the national average. But the report's co-author, Nicholas Jacobs, says there's a wide generational gap, with older Mainers tending to be more civically engaged than younger ones.
Or in other words, we kind of get lucky that we're, on average, an older state.
The authors say lower engagement among younger people is consistent with national trends. While Mainers have a relatively high level of trust in local government, far fewer say they trust state and national governments. Maine's first so-called civic health report is based on census data and survey results from over 1,000 respondents. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
Nurses at Northern Maine Medical Center in Fort Kent are filing a federal unfair labor practice charge against the hospital. They say administrators are dragging their feet as they tried to negotiate a contract. Nurse Bradley Martinez says negotiations started in April, but they've only met a dozen times, all remotely over Zoom.
So it's just dragging the process. We can't get things approved and move forward.
Martinez says, among other things, nurses want a contract that will allow them to provide more input on hospital decisions. Last year, Northern Maine Medical Center closed its maternity unit, and in September, it closed its child psychiatric unit. A spokesperson for the hospital says they have been bargaining in good faith and will continue to do so. And that's today's news. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Erwin Gratz tomorrow morning for Morning Edition. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thank you for listening.